spouse. Some would say you need to leave the second spouse and go back to the first one, even if they've remarried. I disagree. I believe that the Scripture disagrees with that, because it creates confusion. And God is not the author of confusion and chaos. And so what you have to do is remain single. Now let's suppose that you've been divorced from your first spouse and neither one of you is remarried. You must remain unmarried or be restored and reconciled to that spouse. You are not free to remarry, my friends, because the Scripture says it's adultery. What about that don't we understand? The reality is we don't want to understand it. We're loophole Christians, always looking for a loophole, which makes us the ultimate legalist, doesn't it? Do you love God? Are you called according to His purpose? Isn't it time to repent? Isn't it time to prepare the way of the Lord in our marriages? Because Jesus is coming soon. Now, we have a lot of books and materials available here at Save America Ministries. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. If you have a problem, we'll try to help you. Provide just the right materials. Go to our website, saveus.org, where we have books and materials there, and also the fact sheets that will be very helpful. And can I urge you to become a partner day after day? We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, Field Office 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
With Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris and Dottie, and we're going to be talking about Heart and Body Extract, because they certainly advertise with us and support us and help us so we can stay on the air. But during the second half hour, we're going to do open lines, we're going to talk about the debt crisis, we're going to talk about the danger of nuclear radiation. And we've got some fascinating information that you need. Now, there's so much information being put out now that simply is hype, is to get you frightened to death, and everybody's buying frantically a sodium iodide, a potassium iodate, or iodorol, basically, you ought to have some on hand, but there's no need to take it. There's no crisis. There's no threat at the present time, but there may well be a threat in the near future. So our plea to you, of course, is to get informed, and we hope that you'll begin to look things clearly. Basically, I don't understand why everybody wants to take the iodorol or potassium iodate when there is no radiation in America. The chances of our getting radiation here in the United States from what's going on in Japan is minimal to none. If there was a problem, we will tell you, or we will certainly announce it, but do not panic. There are many things to be concerned about, and this is certainly not one of them. Well, hopefully we're going to be able to get Dottie and Sharon on the line here. They seem to be having some electronic problems, but hopefully everything will be shaping up very, very soon. Under any circumstances, let's see if we've got Dottie on the line. And so let's call Dottie and see what happens. Dottie, are you there?
I Well, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and how are you?
Oh, just fine. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you back again, and certainly, of course, we're trying to get Sharon on the line. And you've been taking Heart and Body Extract for how long now?
This July, Doctor, it will be 7 years of, you know, just one day after another, building on the successes of that day. And it's just wonderful. Heart and Body's really become my best friend next to my Bible, okay?
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad.
That's the way I put it.
All right, fine. Let's see now. Every time we try to get Sharon on here, let's hope that we don't lose you. If we do, you hang on. But let's go to Sharon. Let's see what happens. Okay. So let's just give us Sharon.
Yes, and, hi,
and,
I'm here.
And we lost Dottie. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, let's talk to Sharon for a while, and we may have to. But right now, let's talk to Sharon, get the information, then we'll go back to Dottie. And not sure what's going on. Maybe somebody doesn't like the information we're putting out. I don't know. We've never had that as a problem before. Anyway, Sharon, of course, devised the Heart and Body Extract. How long ago did you come up with it, Sharon?
The product's been around now for 10 years, and it's amazing how quickly time flies. 10 years have flown by, and we have actually helped many, many thousands of people all over the world. But time has gone really by fast.
But anyway, of course, this product is sold throughout the world, and we'll be back here in just a moment here at the Radio Liberty Network. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Right now, I think we're just going to stick with Sharon, and then maybe we can get Dottie back on, but I'm afraid to push the button. I don't know what's going to happen. So I want to talk to Sharon about basically what this product is. Now, this is an herbal product, and Sydney, you have done some studies with this. Actually, doctors have actually done some studies and compared the patients. And those patients that have taken this seem to have done really unusually well, haven't they?
Yeah, the clinical studies did very well. Dr. Chris Spence, one of the doctors, young doctors from Vancouver area, said, if Heart and Body was a drug, it'd be on the first page of the news. But because it's a herbal supplement, a food supplement, it doesn't make the news. So that's kind of a sad state of affairs of the way, you know, the media is. But he did say that. He said the results were outstanding, and if it was a drug, you'd make the front page news.
Well, I think that the thing is that basically it would cost millions and millions and millions of dollars to get this qualified according to the FDA regulations. In fact,
right.
The way the things are set up in here in America today, I mean, you can have a product that can cure cancer, can do anything, but the FDA is going to make your life miserable. It's never going to authorize it unless you're one of the major drug corporations that's tied into this FDA complex, because basically the drug industry finances the FDA, and certainly there's a very close relationship between the pharmaceutical industry and the FDA, and they're not about to let any individual license a drug. It's got to be one of the club, because basically so many people from the FDA, when they retire, they simply go to work for the drug company, and it's really an incestuous relationship, and I don't think it's honest.
Yes, indeed. That's right. So, and I do have clients that say to me or ask me, they say, is Heart and Body Extract approved by the FDA? And then I say to them, the FDA does not approve or disapprove of our formula. It only approves or disapproves of drugs. So, but I say that the FDA does approve our label because we're able to go over the border and bring our product over the border. So the label is fine. So, yeah, but you're right. That's the way our system works. unfortunately.
Oh, everything's great. I've got Donnie on the line here.
Oh, good.
Okay, fine. So basically, Donnie, you hang on there. Don't do anything, and we've got both of you on here. We had to call in a consultant who solved the problem for us. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'm going to have Sharon tell our listeners what is in heart and body extract. Why don't you tell our listeners, because I think it's so important. Now, there's garlic, there's garlic and cayenne, but what are the other products? You just go down the list.
Sure, okay. Well, heart and body extract, first of all, it's a liquid formula. It's organic. It's well-crafted. And it's an excellent herbal formula that was designed 10 years ago to help to balance and support the heart and the circulatory system. And what it has in it is garlic, which is known to promote a healthy immune system. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It also supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Next in the formula is hawthorn berry and hawthorn leaves, which are known to restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation.
Now, basically, hawthorn's been used for heart really for thousands of years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It has been around for thousands of years, and it's very good to protect the heart and strengthen the heart. It also will help to restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It'll regulate and balance the whole cardiovascular system. It's actually a very, very important ingredient in our formula, as is garlic. They're both very important. Next in our formula is coleus. Now, coleus has a 3,000-year history in Indian medicine. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs, and it also supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next in the formula is motherwort, which is a circulatory stimulant, and it's a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next is bilberry, which is very excellent for eyesight, for night vision especially. It'll help to dilate the blood vessels and promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher's broom, which maintains healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Then we have mistletoe, which promotes a healthy immune system. It has a calming effect on the body. It also supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next, we have kelp, which is used mainly for the iodine and its effect it has on the thyroid. Next, we have ginger, which supports healthy liver function and its nervine. It'll stimulate the circulation, especially in the extremities. And then finally in the formula, and one of the most important ingredients, in addition to the garlic and hawthorn, is the cayenne pepper, which will equalize the blood flow in the body. It enhances the effect of all of the herbs. It'll stimulate the body and the organs properly so that they can cleanse and function optimally.
And, of course, all of these combined together, these things are the standard herbs. At one time, they were the foundation of medicine, Sydney. This was probably, the beginning of the 1900s. And then, of course, at that time, about one in every 17 Americans had cancer. And then, of course, as time went by, there was an effort to do away with the herbologists and the herbal medicine and some of these ideas of treating people with herbs and natural products. And the whole idea was to get them to using these pharmaceutical products that could be patented, and there were tremendous profits to be made. And I said, I hate to sound like a conspiratologist, but I really believe that's true. At the beginning of the 1900s, 1 in 17 people developed cancer. By 1940, about 1 in 10. Today, 1 in 3, soon 1 in 2 is going to have cancer. Here in the United States, there are lots of treatments for cancer. They're effective, and they're not allowed in the United States. Why? Because they involve the use of herbs. And for whatever reason, the government doesn't want you using herbs that can cure cancer. They want you to use the chemotherapy agents. Some of it costs $20,000 a month. And most of these do very little good. There are certain instances where they can be miraculous, certainly the lymphomas and leukemias. But on so many of the types of cancer, the doctor gives you the chemotherapy because, well, he doesn't want you to give up hope, but knowing full well that the chances of doing any good are minuscule. And certainly the average doctor doesn't understand, really, these other products in other people's hands. We're not suggesting these have any, certainly, effect on cancer, but certainly there are certain things that are good for certain types of illnesses and certain things that have been known for thousands of years to be beneficial for the heart, others for cancer. Nothing new under the sun, except for the fact that we're not allowed many treatments here in the United States because they're not approved by the FDA. Well, Donnie, certainly, you know, you've been taking the product for, what, 6-7 years now?
Yes, almost 7 years, Doctor.
All right, fine.
And it's really become my friend because I do not want to be without it. It's so beneficial. It is the nutrition that my body needed, certainly when I had a laundry list of conditions, starting with a heart attack, edema, where they had to stop and recalibrate my heart, and I had the high blood pressure of 179 over 110, diabetes 2 with sugar reading of 410, neuropathy in my feet that just almost... it was unbearable.
Well, but now you still do have some element of neuropathy, don't you?
I have a very slight bit of the neuropathy. I mean, it's the difference between a shingle, a shake shingle, with the sole of my foot feeling like that, with just excruciating pain. And now it is like a piece of tissue paper, and it tingles every once in a while. Vast bit of difference, you know, black and white. And it's all because of good circulation. The heart and body, as I have learned through the 7 years, got my blood healthy. It cleans it up. It degunks it. It also cleans up the walls of the circulatory system. And, of course, the circulatory system goes throughout the body, 75,000 to 80,000 miles of roadway there. And it is at work all of the time, and it cleans up. In fact, I had a friend just to tell me yesterday that she no longer is taking her Coumadin because the doctors say that her blood is the right consistency. It has no problem in the flow anywhere in her body that they can find out.
All right, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for either Dottie or Sharon. And then, Sharon, how can people get to your website? How can they, if they want to, learn more about getting Heart and Body Extract?
Sure. We are open long hours. We're open from 6 o'clock Pacific to 8 o'clock Pacific. Actually, even 9 o'clock Pacific is fine. So long hours, there's about 4 different people working for the company. And the phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. And the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
And if they go to the website, what will they find?
Well, they go onto the website. They'll be able to find the ingredients of the formula. They'll be able to see some pictures of the naturopathic doctors that did the clinical studies. They'll be able to read a little bit about where the product comes from, what kind of pristine, pure growing conditions that the formula has. They'll be able to see some testimonials of people, their reports on what the product did for them. So a lot of people really like the website. We get a lot of good compliments on that. So.
All right. Well, we've got Byron calling from Coeur d'Alene. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Byron. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. I've listened to your program many times, and I've heard your guest before, and I've been tempted to buy her her product. It sounds very good, and now that you've listed the ingredients, it sounds even better. I know what I'm buying or would be interested in buying. But you brought up a question about possibly why does the FDA fight products like Sharon's and other health food products. And
they're not fighting
well,
this one.
It
could not be classified as a drug,
right.
Because of course if they tried to get it as a drug, why of course it which is prohibitively expensive. Fortunately,
sure.
Most of the health products or many of the health products are brought in as health products, and they do not interfere with it, and but as long as you don't make any outlandish claims. If she were to say,
right.
Well, this can cure cancer, why, they would come down with her. If she said this cured heart disease, they would make her life miserable. But they don't really say, they just say it helps. And isn't that pretty well how it's handled, Sharon? You know this better than I do.
That's right. You can make, what are they called? They're called function claims. Structure and function claims, like it supports healthy circulation. So it's supporting health, promoting health. But when you start talking about disease, then they get excited, yes. But
basically,
when you talk about supporting health, then that's perfectly fine.
If you use the right wording, you're fine.
Correct.
If you use the wrong wording,
right.
They'll come down with both
Correct.
Feet on you.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, anything else, Byron?
Well, I was just going to say that I think there's a lot of vested interest maybe on the question, and that's why they oppose the health food industry.
I
so
think
much.
You're absolutely right. In fact, there's time and time and time again they've tried to shut off our access to the health products, and you have to have a prescription. They'd like it, so you can't get the health products or vitamins or minerals. So far, why, of course, the various organizations have been able to defeat them. But
right.
The people on the other side never
yes.
sleep. Give us a call if you're out there.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Oh, God bless. Okay,
God
fine.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Well.
Okay, that was Byron calling from Coeur d'Alene. And if you're out there and you have a question or comment for either Dottie or Sharon,
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Through the night, through the light from above.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And be altered, you simply put it under the tongue, and you get used to the taste very, very soon. You sort of almost look forward to it. The cayenne pepper scares you a little bit, but when you start out, after a while, you look forward to it. And because there's a rich pattern of blood vessels, both arteries and veins, and if you touch your tongue up, you can actually see them there. Why, of course, these is absorbed directly into the bloodstream rather than having to bypass the stomach intestine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We got a question for either one of our guests, either Sharon or Dottie. And then, Sharon, one more time, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out.
Sure, okay. The phone number to call is 1-866-295-5305. And the website is heartandbody.com. Again, heartandbody.com.
All right, and of course, Sharon, the Heart Body Extract does help support Radio Liberty. We appreciate it very much, and we've heard nothing but good reports from the people out there who've talked to us about the use of it. Okay, any parting thoughts before we let you go, Dottie?
Oh, yes, but remember, I have a vision problem. And because I had hemorrhages in front of my retinas. And so the 7 days and 9 days after I began taking a Heart and Body Extract, that began to clear up, and I was just totally amazed. So I could read the title in the writing on the front of a news magazine that I had not seen. And so that was an absolute miracle. I got my equilibrium back. It just goes on and on and on, Doctor. It's a process that has been so great for me for the time that I've known Sharon and the products that she put together for us and was willing to share, and we hope that everybody that hears it can benefit from it, because it gets the blood clean. Healthy blood is the lifeline of the body, and it is nutritional, so
right.
We're in good shape.
And Sharon, a parting thought before we let you go.
Well, it's in the Bible. The life is in the blood, so you want to make sure your blood is clean and at the proper consistency and the proper clotting, and the life is in the blood. So our Heart and Body Extract definitely helps to promote healthy, vibrant, alive blood.
God bless. Thank you both very much, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Sure. Sure, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. Fine. That was Sharon. Of course, Sharon Harris Adati. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we're going to be doing open lines this next half hour. And we're going to talk about what's going on over there in Japan, but even more about the very real danger, I believe, of a nuclear attack. Now, basically, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that so many things that happen are planned. Now, let's go back to Three Mile Island. I remember Three Mile Island very well. And I can remember them talking about the hydrogen bubble. I can remember them talking about all the release of nuclear nuclear material and radioactive material. And, of course, the Three Mile Island incident was timed to coordinate with a motion picture that starred Jack Lemmon and Jane Fonda called The China Syndrome. The China Syndrome, about an accident at a nuclear power plant, and the fact that there was going to be a meltdown. They feared that the core of this nuclear reactor would melt down to China. And ladies and gentlemen, it was all a scam. When the smoke cleared afterwards, what did they find? Well, you got about as much X-ray released, radiation released, as you'd get from taking a chest X-ray. That's all that people in close proximity got, and people who are a little further away didn't get hardly anything. Three Mile Island was an incident that was used to justify America not having nuclear power. And remember, because we have an establishment, this whole environmental movement is funded by fabulously wealthy oil companies who do not want oil drilling, who do not want America to be energy independent. As long as there's a shortage of oil, they can keep the price up. If it weren't for the shortage of oil that had been created by the environmental movement, why, of course, oil would be selling at probably $6 a barrel. The world is awash with oil. It was then, it is today. But because of the environmental movement and the blocking of nuclear energy, why we used to have very high oil prices, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
God bless her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's going to be open line this next half hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And a number of my close friends, people I have a great deal of respect for and I really care for, are suggesting that what's going on in Japan is going to cause real problems here, and we're going to have a lot of people are going to get seriously ill from the radiation fallout from the what's happening, the accident over there in Japan. And, you know, I've been around for a long time. That's the only advantage you have listening to me, is because I've made so many mistakes in the past that I've been manipulated so many times in the past that hopefully I'm a little wiser than I used to be. And I think this is a media event. I mean, basically, listen to what they're saying. Read the reports. Yes, sir, there's probably been a crack in the containment vessel. There may have been a crack in the containment vessel. There possibly has been a crack in the containment vessel. Radiation may be getting out. Radiation could get out. And the truth of the matter is, there's not very much radiation there. And, oh my goodness, there's a nuclear explosion at the nuclear plant. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get a nuclear explosion at a nuclear power plant because, of course, the nuclear rods can't explode. They're not highly refined uranium. There's no way you could get a nuclear fission reaction from a nuclear power plant. And the worst thing you could get is some insane thing like happened at Chernobyl, which was not a nuclear explosion. It was a steam explosion. First of all, no civilized society would build a nuclear power plant without a containment vessel to contain the nuclear rods, except in Russia. In Russia, you get 50 miles outside the major cities. You go going back 100 years in time, and they still plow a lot of the fields there with an oxen or horses drawing the plow. And so basically what you had at Chernobyl was you had a nuclear power plant where they did not use water to cool the rods. They used graphite, and they dipped the graphite, the rods, which are like fingers coming down, they would dip them down into the graphite. The graphite would absorb some of the heat and cool them off, and then they would pull them out, so the graphite became radioactive. Now, nuclear power plants work by actually heating water and driving a steam turbine. It's just like any coal-driven or oil-driven or natural gas-driven generating plant, except there's far less heat. These operate about 500 degrees. The others are operating a 750,000-degree heat. But certainly this is nowhere near as hot. But all you need is 100 degrees to actually boil water. So basically, at Chernobyl, somehow or other, they got water poured on the hot graphite. And because you got a steam explosion, and it blew the roof off the tarred gravel roof. There was no containment vessel. There was no possible way to protect the people in the surrounding area. It was something that you would find, certainly in a third world country, and Russia was, at that point, and still in many ways is a third world nation. The only reason they have the nuclear weapons is because we gave it to them. We want to arm them with nuclear weapons to frighten the American people into supporting our government. After all, we've got to be protected against those terrible Russians. Our leaders certainly dominate what goes on in Russia. They dominate what's going on in China. That is not that we may not have a war with these countries. It's the same way that we had a war with Germany during in 1941 to 44, 45. But that was because American corporations were over there building the weapons that were going to be used on our boys at Normandy in the Battle of the Bulge. And, of course, we've talked about that in a great deal. But the 100 American corporations built the German war machine, and American banks financed the German war machine, and American corporate executives were there during the war. Treasonous activity, building the weapons, that is covered in the books. America's Nazi secret, trading with the enemy, and certainly the book entitled Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. The three books are available from Radio Liberty. You need to get them. You need to read them. You need to weep when you realize, of course, that all those boys died. Many of them killed. American boys died. I've been to the cemeteries there, and those boys died with weapons that are manufactured by American corporations that, of course, built up the German war machine. And the people who manufactured the weapons during the war were never punished. Well, basically, I want to talk to you a little bit about the danger of a nuclear war. I think there's a very real danger of a nuclear attack. And you need to know what to do. We carry an excellent book. It's called Inside the Red Zone. It's written by a gentleman called Igor Shafid, M.D., doctor who's actually trained in Russia, about chemical and neurological and biological and nuclear war. And this has the list of things that you need to know to survive a nuclear war. That's Inside the Red Zone. The other, of course, was a government document. It's no longer a government document because they have done everything they could to keep the American people from being prepared for the possibility of a nuclear attack. But the book is called Nuclear War Survival Skills. It's available from Radio Liberty. And finally, I would simply point out that just as, you know, the Three Mile Island was timed to correspond with a motion picture that came out called The China Syndrome with Jane Fonda and Jack Lemmon, do you think that was just coincidence? The chance that would happen would be one in a million, but it happened. Just today, the 16th of March, why, of course, the military announced that now there's a new treatment for radiation illness, and it's called X-RAD. X-RAD, of course, is something that they're going to make available to the military, not to the public, just for the protect the military in case of a nuclear attack. What are the chances are that this product would become available? I mean, they've had it for 10 years or more. Why did they wait till today to announce that? Everything is timing, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it that the one person is saying, oh, the Japanese are lying, there's a lot more radiation, is an employee of our own government that doesn't want nuclear power and is going to do everything they can to utilize this to keep us from getting nuclear power because they don't want us to have cheap, efficient electricity. They want to drive up the cost of electricity. They want, of course, to deindustrialize America. They want to ship our production overseas, and they want to impoverish the American people. That's the master plan. And I fear that if we do have a nuclear attack or something of that sort, that will just increase the problems. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois, waiting patiently on the line. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Boy, what a lineup and a list of diversions. Egypt, Libya, Gaddafi. You got that boogeyman.
Don't forget about the very real threat, of course, of the collapse of our economy. Japan's going to have to pull their money out of why we're dependent totally upon borrowing from other countries. The second largest holder of American T-bills is Japan. Japan is going to need that money to rebuild their economy. And so we anticipate they're going to begin pulling selling their T-bills. Who's going to buy T-bills in a bankrupt America? Why the only person going to buy them? Of course, the Fed. And that means further, dilution of our money supply and the destruction of the value of our currency. And if Japan starts selling T-bills, it's going to have a profound impact on our economy. China's not going to buy any more of our bonds. Other countries are moving out of U.S. bonds. The only people left to buy them will be the Fed, and they'll simply create money out of nothing to do that. We're in real trouble as a nation, Tim, because when a nation turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation. Until people understand the spiritual forces that are involved here, it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, do you have a question or a comment?
Well, my other quick comment, there's no doubt that this man called Obama, he's an agent for set up to crush the dollar, to deliver us into the Rothschilds, the wrath of the Rothschilds, the international crooks. If a dumb hick, uneducated man like me from Illinois can figure this out.
But, now, Jim, it's not just the Rothschilds. Rothschilds are part of the satanic movement, but there are many people involved in the satanic movement. Certainly the Rothschilds are one of the leaders of this, but it is not simply the Rothschild. It's not a Jewish conspiracy. It is a satanic conspiracy, and it, of course, is being utilized to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and, of course, to destroy Christianity. That's what it's all about. So I don't target specifically the Rothschilds, although they certainly are involved. But then we have our own Rockefellers who are involved. We have a lot of key bankers here who are involved, coming from many so-called religions, but none of them, of course, worship the religions they're affiliated with. All of them serve the prince of this world, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and boy do we have it, right at the White House today. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Tim.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan, and God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I wanted to make just a quick comment. We have to get back to the matters of state, our system of checks and balances. I mean, what's occurring now is criminal. It's beyond impeachment. But as long as we have terrorists and tsunami, I heard some women at the grocery market here, and they were worried about, nuclear, some type of explosion, or it's going to come and hit America.
And basically, Tim, this is a great diversion. Great diversion. And certainly, I don't know how much of it is real, how much of it is manufactured, but I will tell you that the media is playing their part very well. They're drumming up fear in everybody's hearts. And you know, oh my goodness, you know, there could be a nuclear explosion, you know. We've got all the meltdown. And I mean, can you imagine them having their fuel rods on the top of a building? Why would you put your fuel rods on the top of a building? That doesn't make any sense. You'd put them someplace where you knew that they were not going to fall off. You'd put them someplace where they would not possibly run out of water. And why would you put them where they'd have difficulty getting water? And then, we can't put water in there. We can't dump it in a helicopter. Too much radiation. All of this is simply, I like to call it, nuclear theater to frighten the American people. And boy, are they doing a great job.
They sure are, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, and because I was got the people writing to me on emailing, you're a Rothschild agent, or you're trying to cover up how bad things are, and then the other people saying, you're trying to conceal the truth, you're a Rothschild agent, you're not letting us know that there's nothing to worry about. And certainly, anybody who takes a position, I will disagree with some of my friends. I do not think this is going to give any radiation here in the United States. Now, what has happened, it's a terrible tragedy. An awful lot of people have died, but they haven't died from radiation poisoning. They've died because of the tsunami. So you've got to be able to think categorically. We have a tsunami, number one, terrible tragedy. Then, of course, we have what's going on in the nuclear power plants, and some of this really doesn't make much in the way of sense. You know, first of all, these containment vessels, they may be 40 years old, but these are made of reinforced cement. And unless they were severely damaged by the earthquake, which I doubt, nobody suggested that, where they say, they failed and the radiation's getting out. How much radiation has got now? Well, not very much. Oh, the only person who's selling that is somebody who works for the American government who says, the Japanese are playing it down. Ladies and gentlemen, did you ever stop to think that the people who work for the government are lying because they do not want us to, and the official policy of the Obama administration is to oppose nuclear energy? It's sort of like Barack Obama was going, Chris, to support, you know, drilling more oil until we had the Gulf oil spill, and then he used that as an excuse to shut off exploration of oil in the Gulf. And to shut down not only exploration of oil in the Gulf, but off the North Shore of Alaska. Why, if you have a leak in suddenly down in the Gulf, would you shut off exploration for oil off the North Shore of Alaska? And the answer is, you don't want exploration for oil. You say one thing and you do another. And I think that's exactly what's going on as far as what we're seeing there. Oh, we're all in favor of nuclear energy and developing it. And then, of course, the government officials are saying, oh, terrible over in Japan, much worse than known. Oh, we've got to panic, you know. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're being manipulated. We are governed. Our minds are molded. Our taste forms, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Those are the words of Edward Bernays in his 1928 book, Propaganda. And he was exactly right. He was letting us know what the program is and how they control what the American people think. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we'd like to know what you think in the few minutes we have left here, but I think it's vitally important that the American people understand that the way this is being handled. I mean, certainly I watched a CNN program the other evening where the two commentators were just talking about, oh, Chernobyl, oh, 3 Mile Island, oh, we're all going to be contaminated and die. They brought in a professor of nuclear energy. He said, there's nothing to worry about. Chernobyl had nothing to do with nuclear power. It had everything to do with incompetence and putting a nuclear reactor in a building with a tar and gravel roof. The amount of radiation that has come out has been probably equivalent to a few rads. I mean, you get maybe 5 rads, you get 100 rads from a CT scan. And after thanking the professor, then as soon as he left, oh my goodness, the sky's going to fall. We're all going to die of radiation. That's how they do it, ladies and gentlemen. They totally ignore the facts. The old idea, if it bleeds, you read it. And that's what they're doing, playing games with their mind. Well, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney. Basically, we've been talking about the spectacle that we're seeing over there in the Near East, the spectacle we're seeing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey Water Good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. With no justification at all. Do not take potassium iodate or do not take the iodine unless you take it ordinarily. You take it ordinarily, you got nothing to worry about because you're already loaded with iodine. But this is all psychologically designed to frighten you. Now, there's several books you should have on hand, and you should start reading them because I think something big is imminent. I've been at this for 49 years, and I have to go very much on my feelings, but I think something big is imminent. But what you really need is the book Inside the Red Zone. Inside the Red Zone by Igor Shafid. He was actually trained in Moscow, certainly by the communists, before he defected to the West. And they trained him for chemical, biological, and nuclear warfare. He's written an excellent book on what you need to know. We carry another book called Nuclear War Survival Skills, and you get this along with a little packet put out by the government where you can actually build a radiation meter. It's inexpensive, but it actually was put forward initially by the U.S. Civilian Defense. That was initially after the Second World War when they wanted to defend the American people. So you can get the Nuclear War Survival Skills book along with this little packet that tells you how to build it. And you've got everything there in a little packet. It's very inexpensive to build a nuclear meter. You need to be prepared for a nuclear attack of some sort. And I really think that probably before this is over, we're going to be going to war with the Muslim world. And basically, if you haven't read my article on the Sybil Edmonds story, it's January 2008, and basically goes into how the American State Department gave Pakistan and the Muslim world the plans and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons. Let me repeat that. The Sybil Edmonds story, you'll find it on my website, January 2008 newsletter. January 2008 newsletter. The United States gave Pakistan the plans and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons. Have you ever wondered how a third-rate nation like Pakistan, that has difficulty feeding its people, would be able to build a nuclear weapon? In fact, now, of course, they have hundreds of them. How did they get the money to do it? Why, we gave them the money. We gave them the plans, we gave them the money, we gave them the wherewithal. Why would you do something like that? Because you want a nuclear war with the Muslim world. I mean, it's the most simple thing in the world. And you need to listen to our programs. You need to read our newsletters. You need to understand that everything is in place to unite the Muslim world. This is what all the revolutionary movement is over there. To unite the Muslim world behind the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been financed by Western intelligence, initially by MI6 and in later years by the CIA, the whole radical Muslim movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, has been financed by Western intelligence for the last three-quarters of a century. So you need to verify what I'm saying is true. The Bank of England has been financing the Muslim terrorists in North Africa. If you doubt that, you need to get the article by Lloyd James. If you can't find it, you can get it in your search engine, type in Lloyd James, Belfast Telegraph, finance terrorists. Lloyd James, Belfast Telegraph, finance terrorists or terrorism. Fortunately, we have the Internet. You can check everything I say. And then, of course, if you can't get it, we'll be glad to provide the article for you. Prepare yourself for the possibility of a nuclear war. The books we suggest, Inside the Red Zone, the Nuclear Wire Survival Schools. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're entering a very difficult period for our nation. And we ask you to pray for America, but to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of certainly one of my favorite guests, and I hope he is as yours as well. His name is Barry Shamish. And Barry's an investigative reporter. He lived in Israel for 30 years. And then, of course, because he was uncovering so much corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, why his life became in danger, and he had to flee to America, and Israel's loss is our gain. We enjoy having Barry on one of our programs. We try to get him on every week to keep us abreast of what's really going on in Israel, the information you're not going to get through the controlled channels. Hi, Barry. How are we doing tonight?
Well, I'm fine. Okay. And to tell you the truth, I have really an enormous amount of information, very important stuff, too.
Well, let's get started then. Let's not dilly-dally around. You start telling us what's going on.
Well, I got to tell you, in relation to what's happening in Japan, no matter how really earth-shattering the information is, there's a much, much bigger story going on, and it's kind of being buried. Well, let's face it, with reactors 3 and 4 about to be thoroughly exposed and a blast of radiation is about to be released. This stuff is kind of minor, but there is, well, let's switch to the facts of the matter, and we'll do it. We'll go to Libya right now, which, again, I'm trying to tell you, as tremendously important as this story is, it's just not it's not what the world's looking at right now. But Libya is going to win. Well, Gaddafi, of course, is going to win. He's going to defeat the rebels. It's a matter of one city left, that's Benghazi. It's, you know, not a simple target, but he is going to win. And you can thank Israel for that. And the more I look at this story, which I spoke about last week, of course, but I've been getting more details. I actually sent you some of the details in terrible English from an Arab source. But nonetheless, Israel decided to back Gaddafi, and this was Netanyahu and Defense Minister Barak and Foreign Minister Lieberman. On February 18th, they decided to back Gaddafi. It comes down to that. They got they approved a request from General Yisrael Ziv that his company, Global CSIT, would supply Gaddafi with all the mercenaries he could use to defeat the rebels. And believe me, he was in big trouble when he agreed to this.
Well, but the thing is that if America had not wanted them to do it, I don't think they would have dared to have done it. And besides that, it's very obvious America is not backing the rebels there. In Libya, they backed them, certainly, I believe, in Tunisia and in Egypt. But they're not backing them in Libya, and we have to ask why, and I'm not certain why. I think it'll become obvious. But had they wanted to back the rebels, why they would have immediately they would put up the money to buy off the officers in the Air Force. They would have certainly put up a no-fly zone, and of course Gaddafi then would have lost. For some reason, our leaders want to keep Gaddafi in power, at least for the time being. And, of course, Israel would never have dared, you know, defy America and back Gaddafi without permission from what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Council on Foreign Relations. So there's much more to the story than we get, but I don't know quite understand it yet.
Well, that's a very decent analysis. But Israel may, again, if this comes out that Gaddafi is going to win in the next probably week and the rebels are going to be defeated because of the Israeli-backed army that's now supporting Gaddafi, it won't be good for Israel. But they may have got... I don't know the answer to this. I'll be frank, I don't know the answer to this. Do they do it on their own? Do they get permission? But one thing is for sure, the information I've been getting, which I'm going to say again, I sent to you, is that this meeting with Netanyahu also had the military intelligence chief, that's General Aviv Kochavi. He was at the meeting, also was the chairman of the North African Division. His name was Shalom Cohen. They were all there, and they decided that they were going to let, for a price, mind you, I'll get to this shortly, they were going to back Gaddafi, and they were going to make sure he won. And I want to say something. Their analysis, first of all, I'm not sure it's the right analysis. I would say it's guessing. But nonetheless, they thought that the alternative to Gaddafi was an Islamic government, which they thought would provide strategic depth to the Muslim Brotherhood and this, they decided that Gaddafi was a better alternative. Now, even worse, well, I won't go through it, but Shlomo Ben Ami, he was the French ambassador, the Israeli French ambassador. He flew to the Chadian capital of N'Djamena, like we've ever heard of that. N'Djamena. There he met with the, they're the Libyan Jamahiro groups. Basically, they are, they're pro-Gaddafi soldiers trained to fight civil wars. They couldn't do it by themselves. So they cut a deal with the Israelis. Shall we go on to the deal?
You go right ahead, because I thought that was really fascinating.
Well, I don't know about fascinating. It's real politics. There's a lot of people dying over this, but...
Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Barry Shamish, as you know, is an Israeli patriot. I think he wrestled with himself a long time before writing this story about how the Israelis are backing Gaddafi, but he has fairly good source for this. And I think it's a verifiable story, mainly because it's very obvious the Obama administration certainly didn't have to wait for UN or somebody else to authorize it. They could have had a no-fly zone. They could have certainly put up the money to buy off the support of the Gaddafi's Air Force, buy off his military, and if America had bought off Gaddafi's military, why, he would have lost. They did not buy off Gaddafi's military. They bought off the military in Tunisia. They bought off the military in Egypt and toppled those countries. But for some reason, I don't know why, I don't have all the answers, but they said they did not buy off the military in Libya, and they did not impose a no-fly zone, although the Organization of African States asked the European Union and asked America to set up a no-fly zone because the Organization of African States wanted to see Gaddafi fall. He's a ruthless tyrant. And yet, of course, but what the most interesting part of the whole story is that Israel gave permission to one of their generals who actually runs a mercenary army, provides mercenaries for hire to any country in the world. They gave him permission to back Gaddafi. And the question is, why would the Israeli government give a permission to one of their own to provide mercenaries, African mercenaries, Gaddafi? Well, basically, number one, I don't think they would have done it for 1 minute without the full support of the Council on Foreign Relations and the people who control the Obama administration. But why don't you go ahead and talk about the deal, Barry, because that, of course, is even more fascinating.
Well, I'm not sure you're right. They may be going on their own, but you have to understand that the status quo is putting an end to this North African, Middle Eastern revolt. Well, Saudi Arabia crossed the bridge into Bahrain and put an end to that revolt. And that revolt was led by Iran. That was Shiites. The Sunnis weren't revolting. It was all Shiites, as a matter of fact. Israel is actually... Now, again, you have to decide if real politics is such a hot way to go about life. I've been getting a lot of correspondence that they can't believe Israel would do this. But I think my article of 2 weeks ago was absolutely accurate. Now, the deal, as I've been getting it, was that... And this is incredible. General Zeev, Yisrael Zeev, managed to gather together 50,000 mercenaries, really. And this deal describes that they have Kalashnikov rifles and Tavor rifle developed in Israel and so on and so forth. But more to the point, there was a price that Libya had to pay. And this, I'll stand by this. It just fits so perfectly that at the end of the uprising against Gaddafi, Global CSIT, that's General Zeev's organization, had extracted for Israel concessions in oil and gas, that Israel will get, they'll have the right to explore and extract and export Libyan oil if they save Gaddafi. Now, recall 2 weeks ago, Gaddafi was almost finished. And now he's not. I mean, these mercenaries, which rose from 4,000 to 25,000 a week ago, and apparently they're calling it the Libyan Army. That's a joke. These are guns for hire. But apparently the hirees, the bosses, is Global CSIT, General Zeev's organization. And he's got the backing of the full Israeli government. The total Israeli government. Now, what you've got in this deal, there was a contract that Gaddafi's security services signed ultimately with the Israeli establishment. Forget the in-between guys. It goes right to Netanyahu. They're going to prepare these Libyan forces from here on in to make sure this never happens again. But worse, according to this deal, is that they're going to prepare a force. I don't know what kind of a force that will oversee similar revolts in Latin America, throughout Africa. This is what General Zeev is going to do. He's going to really, really renew the Libyan security. And, well, in return for which, this is what, again, my information says, that General Zeev's organization, and I would assume that it would go straight back to Israel, got $5 billion for doing this.
Well, if you were Gaddafi, you could preserve your kingdom, your fiefdom, and certainly we've seen what's happened to both Mubarak and the gentleman, the ruler of Tunisia. So that basically, you'd be willing to put up $5 billion, that'd be cheap. And the other interesting thing, my understanding is that the Israelis are going to get Libyan oil, and Libyan oil is sweet oil. I don't really understand that, but it's easier to refine than the Saudi oil.
Yes, that's Libyan oil really runs the transport system of Europe. You're right, Saudi oil is very thick and heavy, and Libyan oil, there may not be the same amount, but it's a lot easier to refine. But again, back to this deal. Well, what they're saying is that the General Global CSIT, so we don't get too long, they're going to have the freedom to work from Libya and provide their services to neighboring countries, including Darfur in southern Sudan, Niger, Chad. Libya is going to be the new expert in putting down protests throughout Africa, thanks to, ultimately, again, Israel and its cabinet. How deep that goes, well, the average Israeli really doesn't know really what a bunch of gangsters run Israel, and that they're propping up Gaddafi, and in 2 weeks they turn a guaranteed victory by the rebel forces into a loss, and there's only one city left, that's Benghazi, and after that Gaddafi has reclaimed Libya, and boy would I hate to be a rebel soldier when that happens.
I agree with you totally. So things are never as they appear to be. So.
Well, there was
but basically had the Obama administration done what most people thought they were going to do, declare a no-fly zone, and really put the pressure on Gaddafi and really curse back the rebels, but they didn't do it. And the question is, why? And they said all the right things, they did all the wrong things, and these are not stupid people. They had the wherewithal, they had the military power. We had our planes, we had our aircraft carrier there. We could have intervened, and we didn't. Even though there was tremendous support, certainly from Europe, there was tremendous support from the other North African countries to do this because everybody hates Gaddafi, why the United States did not. And we have to ask yourself, is there another thing that's being covered up here? But go right ahead.
Well, I don't know, but covered up. I think they're very worried that their allies, and I guess Gaddafi has been trained to be a good little boy over time, that they just don't want to take a chance that some radical Islamic regime will take over Libya after 40 years of training Gaddafi not to be a terrorist, be a nice boy. They figure that investment shouldn't go down the drain. But we'll stop with this story. Other things happen as well, and quite personally to me. And if you don't know, there was a dreadful massacre. Oops, I hear music.
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Well, there was a dreadful, just sadistic and disgusting massacre in the West Bank town of the Judean town of Itamar, a place where, well, I've been a few times, and I know this town, but a family was, well, their house was entered there. Children, their throats were slit. A three-month-old baby, it doesn't matter. It was a four-year-old child and a 10-year-old child.
Okay, hold that thought. A brutal massacre, and we'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Barry.
You're aware of the story.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Leaving Gaza. In other words, the Israeli government wanted the settlers there. Many of them have been there for 30, 40 years or homes.
No, that's not the story.
Oh, no. Okay, well, then you go ahead. You tell the story.
You're talking about Shlomo Avner.
All right.
Who never, well, he would have shown up in Gaza to get the kids to follow his way.
Oh, you go ahead. You go ahead and tell the story.
I know Shlomo Avner very closely. He was the one who paid me to investigate Pollard, and he paid me 3,000 shekels, oh, about $900. He hired me. I did a month's work on Pollard because of Shlomo Avner, but Shlomo Avner became the hippie rabbi who turned legitimate protests in Gaza and the West Bank. I won't dive into how you turn protesters into peace-loving hippies. It took about a year to transform the youth, but he was their rabbi. And he told them to hug soldiers and to dance with them and to hold hands. And he ruined any chance of Gaza protesting. And Rabbi Fogel, Uri Fogel, was viciously murdered, was the rabbi who called me into Gaza just before the evacuation, and he told me who Shlomo Avner was. Now, when I saw the video, I recognized him immediately, and it just added so much more to the trap. It became personal. And, well, it was the most vicious massacre. It's different than a bomb. To go to a three-month-old baby and slit his throat is different than leaving a bomb. You've got to be very, very sick to do a thing like that. And sick they were. But here's who the Israeli police are holding right now. And, wow, they were both officials of Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas. They were both in his official security services. And it gets worse, but I'm going to go into who the security services of Israel are holding right now. There are two cousins. One is Ahmed Iwad, and the other is Iwad Iwad. Ahmed is an officer of the Palestinian Authority Preventive Security Services in Shechem, and his cousin Iyad is an officer in the General Intelligence Service in Ramallah. Both of these are Fatah
agencies or PLO agencies armed, trained, and funded by the United States.
And basically, these are the men that are being held for this ruthless massacre. And
yeah.
the people being employed by the United States and funded by the United States were the ones who carried out this atrocious act. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this atrocious act was, well, they call it a newly formed Palestinian group called Imad Magnia. It's named after terrorists. The point is the Palestinian group who claimed credit, not responsibility, credit, were allied to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. That is the armed wing of the PLO. And they claim credit, here's a quote, for killing of five Zionists. That's, they took credit. Look, there is human morality. You don't take credit for slitting a three-year-old and a three-month-old and an eight-year-old's throats. The real problem is America trained the organizers. By all reports, the organizers were trained by General Dayton in Jordan. It was funded by the United States.
Well, we shouldn't be surprised. They've been funding both sides of committed conflicts for a long period of time. You know, certainly we saw that here in the United States. They funded the, you know, certainly the right wing. They funded the left wing. They funded the communists. They funded the anti-communists. But in other countries, they would fund both sides of the active military and the terrorist conflict. So why should we be surprised? We'll be back in just a moment with certainly Barry Shamish, as we discuss the significance of this massacre, which you did not read about in your local newspaper.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. We'll
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, I guess, at Barry Shamish, and we're talking about this massacre that occurred over there, because the people who carried it out were people who'd been employed by the American government and trained by the American government, and you have to ask why we would be training terrorists to kill innocent children. But before we get to that, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they get your DVDs, and how they can get to your PayPal button and help you in your efforts to continue getting the information out.
Sure. Now, to get my books, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish. My website is barrychamish.com, and at the bottom of it, you will see a PayPal button. And, well, every contribution, who desires and tells me, I'll send a pretty nice gift to them. I sent out three this morning, no more even. Whatever, at the bottom of barrychamish.com is the PayPal button if you want to help me out. Now let's get back to these stories, which, again, in essence, they're headline stories, except the headlines have been taken from these stories. This massacre in Israel was caused directly by the government, directly. Well, look, it goes farther than U.S. and European pressures made the government responsible. They wanted freedom of movement for all Palestinians from Nablus to Hebron. All the roadblocks were lifted. So there was no stopping this infiltration. In fact, all the traffic between Nablus and Hebron is unmonitored. Anybody can get through now. The Israeli intelligence is reduced to human informants to stop terror attacks. And that didn't work, obviously. Now, the result of this is very strange. The Israeli government should indeed have been guilt-ridden by this vicious crime for their role in it. Now, what they did, the government added, to get even, they announced that they will allow the building of 500 new homes in the West Bank, in other words, for 4,000 people, like that. And, you know, the Palestinians got very upset by this, 500 homes. What you've got in Israel are tens of thousands of apartments have not been built over since, well, within a decade. You've got 100,000 apartments that have not been built. And, well, this gap is just killing young couples who want to buy an apartment and discharge soldiers. You can't afford it anymore because there's 100,000 missing apartments. People are living with their parents till very, very old ages. What it comes down to, this 500 is a joke. A joke. This is what the government did to appease the anger. They said, go ahead and build 500 new apartments. They need 100,000. But it gets worse. It really gets terribly worse on a diplomatic level. It's awful. Shimon Peres, who else? The president of Israel, the despicable murderer of Rabin and Sharon and Ze'evi. He is really indignant. He says that this is one of the most difficult events that we have seen. And then he adds, there is no religion in the world that allows these kinds of horrible acts. balonies. There's plenty of them. All right, but that's not the bad. He lifts up his phone, and he phones Barack Obama, and he wants to have a White House meeting to discuss his ideas to kickstart the peace process. That's what he learned from this massacre. By the way, that would have happened, massacre or not. He's very upset over the detrimental effect on Israel's standing, in particular with Egypt. Look, this is just from another world. It's just not real, as any person in their right mind would see real. But he got it all from his visit to Spain 2 weeks ago. He had a visit with Juan Carlos, King of Spain, and he just left, and he just went on the, he went on the warpath for peace. What he said was dramatic changes in the Arab world made it imperative to resume peace talks immediately. This is what he got from that massacre. This is what the PLO are saying, you know. The PLO are saying the same awful thing, that the violence against Jews was a direct result of no peace treaty. That violence was beyond any political act. That was just plain, sadistic is a mild word. I don't know if anyone in this listening audience is capable of taking a knife and splitting the throat of a three-month-old baby. This is a little beyond, there was no peace treaty, so we had to go split babies' throats. But according to the President of Israel, the lesson he learned is we have got to kickstart the peace process. A lesson he learned after meeting Juan Carlos 2 weeks ago. Now, I'm going to go back to the other reactions because they're almost as nutty. All right, I'm going to give one before I go into this Vatican business. Defense Minister Barak had his own reaction because of the hostile. Well, what he was told, this was in the Wall Street Journal, an unnamed Egyptian told him, if there are free elections, you're going to get very hostile parties to Israel. In other words, the Muslim Brotherhood. Barak calls what's going on in the Middle East a historic earthquake, and he asked Obama for $20 billion in military assistance to get over the hump. This was from Defense Minister Barak. I don't know if he understands the problems in the United States. You don't ask for $20 billion right now, no matter how it looks opportune by the events in the Middle East that Israel is going to have an Islamic State in Egypt, if there are free elections, which, by the way, the army will stay in power forever and a problem. They'll find excuses to have a state of emergency, and we can't call the elections right now. We have a state of emergency. You know, what they did in Bahrain. Well, we've got to call in some troops from Saudi Arabia because we have a state of emergency. If they don't have a state of emergency, according to the Wall Street Journal, you're going to get the Muslim Brotherhood winning the elections in Egypt. Therefore, Barak asked for $20 billion in military aid from Barack Obama. If this isn't as nutty as what Peres says, that the massacre should jumpstart the peace process, you have to understand just how wacky the Israeli government really is. People don't understand that.
Well, Well, there's some very real problems there. A lot of things are going on that really don't make any rational sense. I'm sure one day we'll understand it, but you go right ahead, Barry.
I don't think we'll... Well, that's quite a belief on your part. One day we'll never understand it. What you've gotten, Israel, look at the situation, okay? Israel is, and I stand by this now, every day passes, and I'm more confident I was right. Israel is behind the survival of Muammar Gaddafi. And Gaddafi will win. The rebels are finished. On the other hand, well, if there are free elections in Egypt, they're going to tear up the peace process. Therefore, would Mr. Obama mind giving us $20 billion? Whereas the president says, we've got to jumpstart the peace process. And the government says, we're going to build 400 new apartments, which, of course, is a joke. What's going on is beyond rationality.
Well, of course, the thing is that, of course, if they start to build the new apartments, they'll simply antagonize the Palestinians all the more.
And therefore, you have a justification for more babies having their throats slit. Look, you've got a situation where this horrible massacre, which enraged the Israeli people, and I mean left and right, it's not a way to kill Jews. Even the left recognized this.
And I think, Mary, what you're doing, I think, is laying the foundation to try to build Israeli hatred of the Palestinians, and in turn, Palestinian hatred of the Israelis. I think they're laying the foundation not for peace, but for war there. I really do.
No kidding. All right. Let's just say that I wouldn't even have added that analysis. It's so obvious. Yes, they're building hate. Look, when this massacre happened, I had assumed that it would be a major story worldwide. Now, even with Japan, this was ignored, and when it was reported, it was reported from the Palestinian point of view that it wasn't a massacre. It was what the Israeli government called a massacre. CNN did that stuff. This story was buried. But on Friday, well, it wasn't that long ago, there was a day of rage in the Palestinian territories where there were riots. What they mean... Well, everything's getting buried again by Japan, but I assume they're pretty significant. That made BBC and CNN and CBS. Not the massacre, crummy little riots. Look, it's on a scale of 10, the massacre was 9, and the riots were 2. We just kind of have to live with this. The people's point of view is being twisted by a very twisted point of view by the media. But we go on to, we start with Paris meeting with Juan Carlos. That means the Vatican, and I won't go into it. And I could with ease, but I'm not going to. Foreign Minister Lieberman, Avigdor Lieberman, who was one of the parties to the mercenaries saving Gaddafi, went to the Vatican this week. Now, you want to talk about a wacko story. Look at what the foreign, and believe me, it's not of his personal discretion that he put on this show at the Vatican. The first statement, he meets the Secretary of State for the Vatican. If you really want to know who he is, it's Archbishop Dominique Mbeki, like you'll ever remember that name. But Lieberman shows up, and the first thing he says before he gets to the real focus of why he's there, I suppose, he thanks the Pope for rectifying a historic error that us Jewish people have tolerated, not tolerated, absolutely suffered from for ages, that Jews killed Jesus. Now, the Pope put out a book 2-3 weeks ago where he corrected that. After all this time, and Lieberman and Netanyahu, by the way, previously thanked the Pope for his straightening out of history. Why on earth should any Jew thank the Pope for that? Let alone the foreign minister of Israel. We got to thank him for correcting something that was a, well, how many crusades and how many inquisitions and on have the Jews suffered, and they're thanking Pope Benedict for correcting the Vatican's millennium-old Bubemeiser, old wives' tale. That's the first thing he does. He thanks the Pope on behalf of the Jewish people. He should have told the Pope to suck eggs on behalf of the Jewish people, but he didn't. And I repeat, Netanyahu did it the week before. Thanks the Pope. Now, why would the Pope make this? And believe me when I say this, the Nazi Pope. We're talking about a Pope who volunteered for the Wehrmacht. He makes this little correction, and all of the Israeli establishment is literally in joy for this great Nazi Pope. The Israeli and the Jewish people were not in joy of this one little bit. Lieberman went on behalf of the Israeli people. The first thing he did was thank the Pope for rectifying a historical wrong. Whoops, I hear the music.
You hear the music, Barry, and so much of this is I love the term. I use it so often, I shouldn't, but this is political theater. This sounds really like something very profound, but it isn't. And the question is, why are we bringing up a lot of things that I think are totally irrelevant? From a Christian point of view, the Jews didn't kill Jesus. He had to die. That was his destiny. So why would you blame the Jews for something that Jesus could have stopped at any time he wanted? Barry, you go right ahead.
How much time do I have?
You got 3 minutes.
That's not much. Fine.
Well, that's all you...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey water unit. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to learn about the total home filtration unit. Positioning themselves for another war, and a terrible, terrible war, I do believe, is coming. Barry, we're out of time.
I'll see you tomorrow, 3 o'clock your time.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And basically, if you listen to our programs long enough, you realize that we're trying to point out how they manipulate both sides, the right, the left, the conservative, the liberal, certainly the Republican, the Democrat. It's all political theater. And over there, certainly in the Near East, why they're playing the Israelis against the Palestinians against the Israelis. And right now, it is my firm belief that they're doing everything to consolidate the positions over there of the Muslim Brotherhood. So they already control Turkey, they control Lebanon, they control Egypt, they control the other country that just fell, Tunisia. I don't know what's going on with Libya. It's going to be fascinating. We see this play out. But it would appear that we're doing everything we can do to unite the radical Muslim world in preparation for another war. If you haven't heard my interviews with Dr. Paul Williams, you'll certainly want to go up on the Internet. I did a program with him this morning. I think we'll have him on our programs here this evening as he talks about the Islamic terror training camps in the United States you've never heard of. Mr. Gulen, one of the richest men in the world with a fortune of somewhere to $35 to $50 billion coming from the drug trade and the CIA, who is building up the radical Muslim world. We live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who understand what's going on, and everybody thinks we're crazy. Well, please keep listening to Radio Liberty. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, would love to welcome you. We hope that many of you will go to our website and scroll down on the front page to the caption on the story of Jesus. The story of Jesus is very important. Another website, how do you know you're saved? And because this time in history, we're going to be emphasizing more of the spiritual aspect of this battle. Although we hope you, if you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get it and read it. You'll read listen to our talk on the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret. And then again, our talk on the dark secret. Get the syllabuses that go with that. Study them. Understand that there is a supernatural element. Certainly get Lynn Marzulli's excellent DVD, The Watchers. Get Mazio Mizuko's DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. And get Ed Griffin's DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? That will give you enough information to begin to piece at least part of this whole incredible story together. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We tell you all the problems. What's the answer? Well, go to our website, as I said earlier, scroll down the lead page to the point where it talks about the story of Jesus. Go to the other website, how do you know you're saved? And then, of course, please point other people to these websites. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out in a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battlefield. And unless we have a great revival in America, we're going to lose this country. But I see the stirrings of this revival right now, and our job is to do everything we can to help it. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 16 March 2011. Getting more interesting, more dangerous. And hopefully you are more prepared every single day. We don't know what's going to happen. All we know is